Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. Live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Trend On, featuring guest interviews and current trends from businesses to entertainment to lifestyle topics. And here's your host, the engaging Tamara Lee.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. We have an energetic show coming up today with our guest, Alexandria Eidenberg. And she is returning to Trend On with an update. You may remember or not that she ran for Congress in the last elections and or the primary, and she'll give us an update on that. And not one to sit still for long, she has now created a new organization called Mom Plus Baby. Might have something to do with her having become the mother of twins, which we'll also find out about. But exciting things, and I thought, she's got great things going on. It'd be great to have her back and find out what she's doing now to change the world, literally one woman, one baby at a time. So a force to be reckoned with. And I want to thank you, too, for joining us, my co-host, Heidi Feenster, which you heard at the beginning. And I am Tamara Lee, your host, Tamara Lee, founder of Tamara Lee LLC, a communications expertise company, meeting the needs of clients on multiple communication platforms for mobile social content, writing, editing, blogging, all of that good stuff. So for more information, I invite you to check out my website at TamaraLeeLLC.com, TamaraLeeGhLLC.com. And we are here live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Link Local Network. And we'll get to some other business at the end of the show, but we want to get to our guest who is on her way to a meeting, so we're blessed to have her join us here quickly this morning. Good morning, Alexandria. We caught you on
the
moon.
Good morning. Yes, as usual, mom life, you know, always on the go. Thanks for having me, ladies. I'm excited to be here with you this morning.
Well, I hope I didn't mess up on that intro there. So I'm sure you can do it much better. So why don't you give us a little bit of update and where you were and what happened?
So I'm a small business owner. I own an insurance practice called The Insurance People, where I do all your favorite boring stuff. And we're coming into open enrollment season, which is going to be crazy. So my specialty is health insurance. And when I'm not doing that, I'm running an organization called Mom Plus Baby that supports women and children online, in person, and on the Hill. Ultimately, we're a lobbying organization, and we're all about fighting for the rights of women and children. I'm a mom of two amazing twin girls that are 16 months old, and we have our third on the way in March. So we're growing the fam, and we're pretty excited about it.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You do know that once you had that third one, you're outnumbered, you know?
Yes, it does happen, and we'll see how that goes. I'm hoping, because I had twins first, that the whole outnumbering thing is going to be, you know, my norm, and I'll like it.
Yeah, that's true. Go from a man-to-man defense to a zone or something.
Right, exactly. We'll take it on like we do the soccer field.
Exactly. So, well, I'm sure you've been busy, but I can't believe your energy, and, you know, you just seems like always something going on and all great things. So what is, you mentioned a few of the things that Mom and Baby was founded for. Maybe you can hit on each one of those points. And then I do know we especially want to point out that you have an event coming up next week. So definitely to give a shout out for that. So
So Mom Plus Baby came about because I accidentally got pregnant with twins. I had no idea what it was like to be pregnant, to have children, what was labor, what was postpartum, what was nursing. All of those things were new to me, and the majority of my friends and colleagues had chosen their careers over families. So I was in a very new reality, and I needed some new friends. So I was running for U.S. Congress at the time, which I had an amazing congressional race. I unfortunately lost, but, you know, as most things in life, you can't win them all. And, you know, I will try again. I look forward to running for office again. But as I was running for office, I was very involved in the political community and the business community, and I needed more. I needed some other moms. So it started off as, let's talk about, you know, the woes of being postpartum and what it's like getting, you know, those first 3 months under control. And then when did your kid hold their head up? And all of these things that moms go through. And I needed friends. So we started hanging out. There was five of us. Then suddenly there was 20 of us. And now we have 600 active members and over 9,000 people on our email list, because it turns out there was other women going through the same thing. And as I unfortunately lost my congressional race, I thought to myself, you know, it's really great that we're hanging out and talking about what's going on, but let's do something about this. So that's when I lost the race in March, and that's when we converted Mom Plus Baby from this simple Let's Get Together to a 501c4, which is a nonprofit organization focused on lobbying. So now we've taken all of these women that are excited about being a mom and being a business owner, being a stay-at-home mom, a working mom, and we're focused on working with our legislators to help us create a better space for women and children.
Well,
it's really been pretty awesome.
There are a lot of things I'm an expert at, but I am an expert at being a mom after having five of my own. So I'm not really a peer because I'm older, but I can definitely be a mentor in some of those areas.
Yeah. And I think it's about opening up those conversations. You know, I was in a community of people that didn't talk about that kind of stuff. You know, we don't talk about what it's like to be postpartum. We don't talk about, you know, how you're up in the middle of the night trying to see if your kid's breathing and making sure they're okay. So creating a space where it's okay to talk about the ups and downs of motherhood and continuing on with your own career has been an important space for me, but a lot of women as well. And we're very grateful. We actually helped pass HB 8, which is the pregnancy accommodation law, where now pregnant women are recognized under the Human Rights Act of Illinois. And Mom Plus Baby, and then I personally testified in Springfield, and that became law earlier this year. And we had the opportunity to be at the signing with Pat Quinn, and my girls were there. And it's just been really nice. It's about time pregnant women are protected in the workplace.
And
we have some other great bills coming up, too.
What does that mean for us? Yeah, in lay terms.
What does that mean? So what it means is that for the first time ever here in Illinois, women can ask for accommodations at work. And what is an accommodation? An accommodation is, I'm super pregnant and I can't lift more than 20 pounds and I'm asking not to, and they have to do it. So I work in an industry in insurance where there's not much heavy lifting or crazy scheduling, but depending on the industry you're in, and specifically people that work in blue-collar jobs as well as people that are in lower-class jobs, those are where they're really affected by this pregnancy accommodation law, allowing for them to ask, not have to choose between their job and their pregnancy. And women really should never be put in a place where they have to choose one thing over the other when both are needed. You should have the right to a healthy pregnancy, and you shouldn't lose your job over it. So it's a very exciting time here in Illinois.
Yeah, clean bathroom back in the day, because I spent a fair amount of time over the office toilet for the first 5 months. And
you know.
It's like, oh.
Right, and then
really? You're
at the point where you're not supposed to be talking about your pregnancy, so then you're just some random vomiting chick, you know. It's a very awkward time, and it would be nice if people could be a bit more understanding.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that, you know, step by step, we do it.
Yeah, takes that change in voice. I mean, just quite a difference from, you know, over the years of how it's been impacted, but we're better, but we're not there yet. So what are some of the other things
So we have two bills that we're heavily focused on. One is to make diapers and wipes tax-free, and two is to make it so working women have a tax credit. And the reason why we believe we deserve a tax credit is because of the discrepancies between our earnings to men. So this would be a tax credit based on as much as you earn, up to $2,500 tax credit to make up for that discrepancy. So Mom Plus Baby not only works on things that are very, you know, child or pregnant woman focused, but also traditional women's rights issues. And I really believe that we need a second wave of heavy women's rights issues being the focus. So we're very excited to be working on wage issues as well as, you know, workplace, you know, resources. And what we have found is that women need very basic, simple things, but unfortunately employers are not willing to offer them. So we're at a point where we're going to get our legislators to vote yes and help us be protected and have the workspace we need to thrive during childbearing years and as women.
Well, and there's,
it's pretty great.
I'm drawing a blank on one of my past Trend On guests as to her name, but great conversation about employers being more open to project-based employment, too, where stay-at-home moms can enter into periods of work and pick up things. But, you know, there's a lot of great, talented, educated, driven women who are choosing to stay home but still have, you know, want the financial viability, the have things to contribute. But because of the 9-to-5, you know, 40-hour work week, that doesn't fit. And so a project-based solution, they can, you know, get it done. Here's my timeline. Let me do it. How do you feel about that?
I think the project model is great. You know, I think that it's a wonderful thing. The problem with project-based work is that it's not steady income. And I really believe we're not going to see the potential of our nation until we have more women during these years in the workplace. And that comes from flexible scheduling, allowing working from home. And we have a lot of amazing women out there that, first of all, I totally applaud stay-at-home moms. If you are opting to be a stay-at-home mom, I totally support it. I personally do not have the strength to do it. I consider my days off the days I'm in the office and I'm with my kids 2 days a week and then 3 days a week at the office. So I applaud women that want to stay home, but a lot of women are staying at home because of the affordability. They're unable to make a large enough income to make up for the daycare cost or the nanny cost. And women should have just as much opportunity having those great jobs, getting those promotions, and we should not be held back because we're pregnant, because we're during those years. And it's not just happening to women that have families. Unfortunately, women that are just in their 30s, there's the assumption by many employers that they might get pregnant, and should they might lose them as a staff member, and they're definitely not going to get the volume of work out of them that they want. And at some rate, you know, for me becoming a mom, I for a long time blamed society and men, but we have this event coming up. It's our first annual Women Supporting Women event. And what it's really about is we have to opt in for ourselves. We have to choose to participate. We have to leverage a lot, but it takes first saying yes to yourself, but also saying yes to other women and supporting them on their path. And I think that we're all, you know, victims of judging. And I think that, I don't know what happened back in high school to us ladies, but I think that it made us sometimes lean towards competition instead of collaboration. So a lot of, you know, getting legislation passed and, you know, a lot of seeing women thrive during these years has a lot to do with ourselves and first opting in for us, for ourselves personally, than for others. And when you see someone having it all and, you know, their kids having a moment at Target or whatever, instead of looking down on it, saying, you know, I've been there, I support you, you're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not enough of that. So we're really excited about this event. It's on October 16th, and it's being hosted at Lime Red Studios, which is in the Ravenswood community in Chicago. It's from 6:30 to 9 o'clock, and it's all about us taking the moment to choose to support one another. And we're really excited. We've been having a lot of conversations with women about this opting in and about choosing to be supportive of one another, and the time is now. To have another wave of women's rights get passed with our legislators, we need to show camaraderie between each other.
Well, exactly, and that the support and the strength in numbers and then collaborative effort, it grows out from there. You also, in addition to your one event coming up, you have regular meetings or time to come together
for
women?
Yeah, so we have regular events. So this particular event on October 16th is all about women. And we have moms, we have, you know, empty nesters, we have, I just had a baby 3 days ago, and we also have women that are daughters and sisters attending this event. So that event is very focused on women. The majority of our events are focused on moms and their children between the ages of 0 and 5. So we do things like story time yoga. We have another event where we meet up at the park. We also spend time at a place called Musical Magic, which is in Roscoe Village. It's a fantastic music facility. We do events at Purple Monkey, which is a playroom in Bucktown. So we have some fantastic things that we do, and it's all focused on the children. So it's giving women the opportunity to be surrounded by other women with children the similar age while making sure that our children are served and having a great experience. At all of our events, we also share, everyone shares who they are, what they have going on, and then we share tips and challenges. And the reality is that we're all suddenly have mastered something, yet something is totally going to the wayside, and we need the help. And some people have been through it, so they can give you advice. Others are going through it, so they're empathetic. And being able to have that safe environment where you can share the realities of what I call hashtag mom life has been big for so many women, and especially myself, because not every day is perfect as a mom and or business owner, for that matter.
Right.
So it's been great having these regular events. And actually,
like
on Friday as well. So we are always doing something. We're going to be at Wishbone in, it's over on School and Lincoln Avenue in Lakeview, Chicago. And we're going to be there at 11 a.m. for lunch with the kiddos. And we'll be doing our tips and challenges and talking more about women supporting women.
And do you have any, I maybe missed it, do you have evening ones where mothers maybe who are working more full time?
So we do not specialize in evening events. So this particular, our first annual Women Supporting Women event is very unique for us because it is an event that's specific for the women. The majority of our events are focused for women and their children. So it's bringing the kiddos with, and, you know, typically you're not taking your five-year-old out at 9 o'clock. So, or if you are,
whatever
you're doing. But so, you know, we're really focused on that certain market that has the younger kids who are normally, you know, asleep, you know, during those hours. And we have done some evening events, but then, you know, you hear the mirage of things that have happened on, you know, not being able to make it. And then women feel bad when they can't always show up because they're focused on making sure that their kids are okay. So we realized very early on that our market does way better at 10 a.m. than 10 p.m.
Yes. Well, and what that affords you is to come together and meet with the kids, and you're all doing your job as moms, and then it builds friendships. I remember back, I mean, gosh, before there was really too many mom clubs out there, I had moved to California, and that's my dearest friends to this day I met through that mom's club group, and then came back here and started one that's had 25 years of an annual Christmas tea just because of starting as a group of young moms and then going through that stage. And, of course, you moved out of that. Your needs change as your children age, but the friendships that you form certainly very meaningful.
It's just such a crucial time, and when the kids are forming those bonds in an early age and the moms are, you know, those are, you know, they say, you know, when do you develop your lasting relationships? And I've really found that I'm developing some very strong relationships with the moms that are going through the same thing I am and growing their family at the same time. And it's been pretty amazing. And I think that understanding that you can't always, you know, show up, and I just having that, you know, common respect for one another, that if your kid's suddenly sick, you're not going to be able to do something, or, you know, if you're having a tougher day as a pregnant gal, maybe you're not going to, you know, make it out to something, and just really having that mutual understanding that we're all going through this, you know, amazing roller coaster ride together, and we're not alone. And it's been really amazing seeing all these women come together. And I love that you started a mom's organization 25 years ago. And then there was, you know, I think there was, you know, a silent, everyone was kind of silenced on what was going on with, you know, being a mom then. And I think that often it continues. We've had the privilege of teaming up with great organizations like Founding Moms, Sharp Mamas, Full Time Mom, and there's a lot of great organizations in Chicago that are really, you know, serving the community and making sure moms have a place to feel safe and rewarded, which is fantastic.
Well, and it was, yeah, I think you've, guys have done it so much better and have so much more resources available to you. Back in the day, it was we had Mom's Day Out, and that was like, whoa, a treat. You could take your kids, you know, to a safe place and have a couple hours to go get your shopping done. Or, you know, I had a friend, we'd play tennis and then grab lunch afterwards. And, you know, back then it was like, well, moms didn't have that luxury. You were supposed to be a mom, like, all the time.
Right. And you are anyways, but you're allowed to have your own life too now.
Yeah. So I
think you never really can turn it off. I think that's one of the biggest realities of being a mom. No matter what work meeting you're in, no matter what event you're attending, the mom hat is always on, at least, you know, at least in some capacity all day long. So, which I feel I've embraced and I'm really loving.
Yeah. Do you feel a little bit with your generation that there's, almost more of a demand to do work and mom? And, like, I mean, because the term super mom came out of maybe my generation and that part, but now do you feel overwhelmed by that, or do you feel like you've got the resources to balance both?
I don't feel pressured to work more or to quote-unquote have it all. I'm a very driven person, and I want to have my own career, my own personal life, in addition to being a great mom. I have found through business ownership that I am able to be the mom my kids deserve and the career woman I deserve, and that's my happy medium. I don't think that anymore today that women are being pushed in that direction. I think that on the opposite, sometimes women are shocked that women have personally chosen to be a stay-at-home mom. I think that embracing other women who've made that choice is a strange thing for some people, and challenge has actually come up at events where a stay-at-home mom will mention that she feels very judged because she wants to be a stay-at-home mom, and that was her dream, and having other women be okay with that for her. So, you know, I think it's almost the opposite, that it's assumed you're going to be a working mom. Now it's, if you're a stay-at-home mom, how do you, you know, fit in that sense? And the reality is we can't win. If we're having it all, we must not be doing a good job. If we're not, quote-unquote, having it all, why aren't we? So it's always this battle. And I would love it if people would visit our website to see our upcoming events. We're going to be, you know, we're at Wishbone on Friday, and then next Thursday, October 16th, we have our big Women Supporting Women event. We have a lot of other great things going on. So I encourage people to visit www.mombabychicago.org, where you can see all the great things we're doing with our legislators as well as our upcoming events.
Okay, and that's a great place if someone wants to get involved or...
Yeah, so right there on the main page, I mean, our target market is moms. We know how busy they are. We don't want them going digging. Front page, you put in your email, and then you click I'm in, and you're in. We update you on what we have going on, how to support us legislatively or to attend events. Or if you want to get involved in our Facebook page and talk about the basics between, you know, if it's something as basic as what sippy cup are you using, or you want to talk about minimum wage rights, we're having the deep conversations about, you know, both the home front and the work front.
All right. Well, terrific. Well, thank you for sharing your time. I know it's valuable and hard to come by these days, so we're thankful to have you here, and we'll post this also on our websites as well and promote your event next week. So I wish you great success. I know it won't be the last we'll hear from you. So,
thank you. It's been great being with you this morning, ladies. I love your show, and I love Women Supporting Women. So thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a great day, team.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so I knew she had to get off the phone and onto her meeting there. So we are glad to have had Alexandria, and I will be posting the information that she also gave a shout-out to on our website at TamaraLeeLLC.com and on the LinkedLocalNetwork.com under Trend On Radio. And in trending on Tamara Lee's Trend On Fashion Minute, we will. I had written an article on maternity fashion back when Kate Middleton was having her baby, and just how the Duchess of Cambridge brought maternity style to a new level. And so some of those things are still relevant, even though that was a little bit of time ago since Kate had her prince there. But maternity style is that one thing that Kate Middleton did so well was that she carried her personal branding into her pregnancy wardrobe, and that's something that we can all do when you're pregnant for moms. And I think also maternity fashion has come such a long way. When I was a young mom and I had a black tie event to go to, and it was like either these big bows or you felt like the dancing hippos in Fantasia with lack of really attractive maternity fashion. And now there's women doing great things of just bringing fashion to the forefront while you're pregnant. So it doesn't mean you have to stop being stylish. So carrying your personal branding into your pregnancy wardrobe, and that maternity wear is not mandatory, and that's one of the great things about the fabrics that we have these days with Lycra and stretch and the big shirts, and, you know, I love Lycra and boots and whatever, and it's always a great look. So you don't necessarily have to shop just in maternity stores to find fashions that are going to be appealing and stylish, especially as you go through the different stages. And then one thing Kate Middleton always did well was to accentuate and accessorize your best attributes. And I know Kate Middleton was said to have bought shoes or fashion that she liked, and then she'd have it altered, which, you know, she has that at her disposal, which most of us don't. But it's really worth, if you find things that you like, alter it to fit your body. And that's good fashion, whether you're pregnant or not. I'm all about the customized fit to make your clothes wear and look better. So, and then just using some great accessories that maybe minimize the baby bump. But nowadays, women wear their baby bumps proud, and I think that's a great thing. So that's our little Tamara Lee's Trend On Fashion back from the day. Although if I pulled up some of my 80s and 90s fashion pictures, definitely not the style icon back from the day. So what we have learned over the years. And I want to thank you for joining us on Tamara Lee's Trend On. We are part of the Link Local Network. And you can find our information from past shows on our website pages, as well as on the Link Local Network website. All of our radio shows are archived for archival listens. So check those out on the LinkLocalNetwork.com website as well. And Link Local Network is a networking organization to promote businesses and internet locally, nationally, and internationally. So check out all the good things, other shows on LinkLocalNetwork.com and then on TamaraLeeLLC.com. And we look forward to having you back next week, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Link Local Network. Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you.